will lift up a standard. Anybody in the house understand what I'm saying? That no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper, because God is on the inside. Do I have anybody? Just when Jesus went to the cross, they couldn't kill him because God was on the inside. When he went to the grave couldn't hold him because God was on the inside. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Oh, yes. God called Moses, but it didn't call him from the fire. He said, I'm calling him from a bush. I'm calling him from something that could burn up. I'm calling him from something that could burn out. I'm calling him from an ordinary desert bush. I'm calling him from something that seemed to be able to be changed. Whatever it gets into. Come on, do I have a witness? So what God is doing, God is calling people by your life. God is speaking to people out of your voice. God is giving you thoughts so you can do something for folks. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout yes and give God some praise. Oh, come on and give him glory. Come on and give him praise. Few more. I just got a few more. Few more minutes. Won't be long. Few more minutes. I think I gave you pretty much all I had. Some of y'all ain't said nothing yet. But that's all right. I ain't gonna worry about y'all. The few folks that did, though. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm the bush. Some of y'all ain't look yet. I came to let you know.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
I want you to turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm number 30. Psalm number 30, verses 10, 11, and 12. Psalm number 30, verses 10 through 12. Rita, would you read for us?
Psalm number 30, verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I thank my brothers and sisters, it's so important that we recognize and acknowledge that there are times in our lives more than others that we realize we truly need the help of God. Sometimes we think we can make it on our own. We reason it out and we logistically think that we can figure things out. And God lets us go until we reach that point and place where we have to call on him for help. He cries. This is David. David has dedicated the palace that was built for him, and he's given God honor. And he starts at verse 1. It's only 12 verses in this number. And he starts off by extolling God, giving him high praise and glory and honor. And then he talks about in verse 2 how he's grateful for God healing him. Matter of fact, he was on a low bed of affliction, as some would call it, and he knew that it was nobody but the Lord who could and who would save him. And God healed him. And then he thanked God for not letting his enemies overtake him and overpower him. And then he encourages the believers to praise God and to give God the thanks and glory that God deserves. And then he tells them in the fifth verse, his anger is but a moment, and in his life is favor. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Uh-huh. Now David, if anybody knew about trouble and crying in the midnight hours, David did. But David also knew, if you know who you're crying to, the crying won't last very long. And so he says, so that we're clear about this, it may be those times when your pillow is wet with tears. It may be those times when you're lonely and there's no one else to cry to or talk to but God. But God is always there, and he hears us. And if he knows our hearts are sincere, he will answer us. And by the breaking of day, God is able to break up all of those things that bother the believer, and knowing that the joy in the shining of a new day brings the hope of the deliverance and the honor of God, that God looked beyond their faults and our faults, and meets our needs. When he gets to the 10th verse, he cries out, hear, O Lord, hear. Because David is also the one who wrote in the earlier chapters, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And so when he cries out, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Now let me remind you, this is the king. This is the king reminiscing about what God has brought him through and where he is now. And his celebration is because of the goodness of God and God hearing him and helping him. Has there ever been a time when you just cried out, Lord, help me? Some say, help me to hold out. Some say, help me to make it over. Some say, Lord, I need you every hour. Have you just ever called on him and made him know you can't make it without him? God wants you to acknowledge him. And no matter what you're going through, brothers and sisters, God wants to be invited in your struggles. He will stand by idly waiting for you to invite him in, because God wants us to know that without him, we would fail. And so he says, have mercy upon me. And then he says, Lord, be thou my helper. Helper. Have you ever asked other folk to help you? They might have tried to help you, or they helped you as much as they could help you, but the help was insufficient to bring you through your trouble, bring you through your trial, bring you to that place of comfort and peace. As a matter of fact, sometimes they made things worse for you. You'd be almost glad that they gave up, or you just said, don't worry about it. I got it. Because they seem to be more bothersome and troublesome than helpful. I know y'all ain't never had nobody like that, but some of us have. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, God stands readily by waiting on you to escort you out of your trouble. This is the same David that said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's the same David is talking here now. But look at what he goes on to say. Verse 11. I want you to see point number one. God changes his predicament. Why? Because in verse 10, he asked the Lord to be his helper. God will help you, but he's going to help you when you acknowledge him. When he acknowledged God, God turned around his predicament, turned his mourning into dancing. And if you follow David, David loved to dance before the Lord. He loved to praise and worship God. David had no problem with acknowledging God. And when God showed up, he had no problem with praising him and lifting up his name and making it known that God did it. So God changes his mourning into dancing. Look at how this contrast is. You cry, pillow wet with tears. You're sad. You're by yourself. You're feeling low. And you call on God. God steps in. And now God lifts you to the point where now your mourning is turned into rejoicing. So much so that God puts a song in your heart and you begin to dance. Then look at what else he does. He changes his predicament in this 11th verse because he also changes his garment from sackcloth and ashes, where his pain was conquered. Predicament changed. Point two, pain conquered. You see, the sackcloth and ashes were for those who were deeply hurt, deeply disturbed, deeply remorseful, deeply regretful, going through and having no way to come out or be delivered unless the Lord brought them out. And so when he talked about his sackcloth and the ashes, it represented one of the lowest points in his life. Remember, we're talking about the king. If this can happen to the king, what about us? He was now rejoicing because of what God had done. He had built the palace, thanking God for this new palatial palace that he has with everything at his fingertips, all of the conveniences of life and everything, but he takes out time to thank God for where God has brought him from. And so now God changes his garment from sackcloth and ashes now to a garment of gladness. Gladness. My brothers and sisters, there is nothing more sadder to God than to have his people come into a house of prayer and don't know how to leave their burdens there and leave out of there feeling better than they were when they came. Well, that means that you've come here and you have not called on God to help you. David is our example in showing us how to do this thing. And when you get blessed, don't forget who blessed you. When you get healed, don't forget who healed you. When you get delivered, don't forget who delivered you. When God brings you up and out, don't forget who it was who did it for you. And David is reminding us that we ought to learn how to, point three, celebrate him in praise continually. Forever. Don't just give him praise one or two times, tell him thank you one or two times, because here is the truth of the matter. You have got to recognize that what he's done once, he can do it again. And you got to realize you're going to need him more than one time. And if you're grateful and thankful for what he's already done, the next time you need him, he's only a call away. Lord, help me. And I think, my brothers and sisters, so many of our lives would be changed if we were humble enough to ask God, step into my situation, God. Change my situation. Change me if need be. But I need you to fix it. Old folk used to sing songs like, fix it for me, Jesus. You know, we didn't mind then telling God what we wanted and what we needed and how we needed him and what a joy it was to praise him and to give him glory. And if we had 10,000 tongues, we'd praise him with everyone. And then all of the things that God wants to hear. Don't you know God wants to know that you not only need him, but you want him? And so as I challenge us today to bring God closer to us, cause God to reach out toward us. I need thee every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I need you now. And God, when he hears those words, maybe you don't know it, but God wants to be wanted. We need him a whole lot more than we want him. Because when we want him, then that means we want to spend time with him. We want to be in his presence. We want to adore him, worship him, love on him. It ain't about asking him and begging him for this and that and the other. Not when you want him. When you want him, you just want him to know how much you love him and how much you need him to know that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, God himself alone only knows where you would be. And if all of us would be honest today, there are many times in our lives where we've done things that if God's mercy, his everlasting mercy, would not have stepped in and changed our situations, we would have been dead a long time ago. And if he had not been faithful to his word to keep us, because he loves us, and not so much that we always love him until we want something from him. We've got to learn that God wants our praise and glory. Our tongue, the glory of our tongue, was made to make God's praise glorious. Can I tell you, angels can't praise God like you can. God wants you to know that there are things that the angels cannot tell God because they don't know the experience that we know. And my brothers and sisters, especially when God himself has turned his ear to our cry, he knows after the cry should come the call of praise. Listen, can I tell you, every time we praise God, it makes Satan mad. If you want to make Satan mad, just start praising the Lord. Because number one, it reminds him of the job he used to have. Somebody don't hear me today. And every time you give God praise and glory, because I've shared with you before, Satan, Lucifer, was the worship leader in heaven. He was the most beautiful of the angels of God. And he was the one who gave God the highest praise and glory and led the others into the praise of God. But when he got beside himself and God kicked him out of heaven, and then God gave us his job, that's why we ought to give him praise every now and then. Not is enough. We ought to praise him all the time, in the day, in the night, in the morning, in the evening. Listen, his name is worthy to be praised, not every now and then. And especially when God blesses us, lifts us up, takes care of us, helps us, watches over us, we ought to give him the praise and the glory. And so may I say to you today, instead of calling everybody, why don't you call on the Lord and say, Lord, help me. I need your strength. I need your power. I need your help. And the Lord will help you. The devil in hell can't hurt you. Give God some praise.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast. James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith,
Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnax.
Hey, God bless you and greetings in an all-powerful blessing in healing name of Jesus Christ. We know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Brodnax, and I tell you, I'm just excited about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. But I want to give you a personal invite to meet us in our Church by Phone Miracle Working Crusade. Yes, every week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, I am teaching that Word of God under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And then that's 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday. Well, listen to me, my dear friend. I want to give you a personal invite to meet us this week here. It is going to be powerful. In the prayer chamber, all you must do is to dial this number, 318-754-0001, 318-754-0001. And if you need prayer, when you dial that number, listen to the prompt and dial *5 on your telephone keypad. But here is my ministering partner, the Canadian prophetess, Prophetess Gloria Van Johnson, to give you a personal invite to Church by Phone.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and God has spoken about this three-day, threefold cord miracle breakthrough revival, and it's happening right from your home. Join Apostle Brodnax and myself tonight, Friday night, for a special family protection salvation service. Get the pictures of your family by your phone. And if you cannot find the picture, write their name on a piece of paper. Those that are backslid, unsaved, those that are in the prison, those that are going to go before judges in the courts. The last time God spoke this protection family service to me, just a few days after that came that shooting in Uvalde. And since then, every weekend there has been mass shootings. I'm telling you that if you ever needed an angel of protection for yourself and your family, you need it now. When do you remember in America when people went to the grocery store to get milk and eggs and necessities, and a lunatic, demon-possessed, you have to be demon-possessed to pull out a gun and shoot for no reason? But it happened, and 10 people are dead. 19 children, not teenagers, children, 10 years of age, dead right now because a demon-possessed lunatic. Oh, they can say mental health. A demon tells you to commit murder, especially when it is against children that have never hurt anybody. I'm telling you that you must not disregard this word. You must be in the prayer chamber tonight, Friday night, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Get the pictures of your loved ones. by the phone.